This is your Culture Tuesday for today. This is Helena. Thanks for joining me. Today I am excited to share with you another film review. This today is going to be looking at the new film produced and brought out by Lionsgate. The film is called Ordinary Angels. I'm going to share a bit more about it, but before I do, I've got a lovely co-host back on air, fresh after her performance at the Jesus Passion at the Trafalgar Square in London. Oh, welcome to the show, Stephanie Penna.
Oh, thank you for having me back, Helena. Lovely to be back on Radio Maria.
Oh, it's lovely to have you back. Now, I heard through the grapevine that you have gotten to see a film that is coming out this weekend in cinemas, Ordinary Angels. Stephanie. Oh, you just came from seeing a supposed angel in the performance at Trafalgar Square, but no ordinary angel, Jesus angel. Before we move on to ordinary angels, could you just give us a little briefing? How did they feel? How did you guys as a whole feel? Oh, what is the group called? I've forgotten.
Wintershall.
How did Wintershall feel like this was a good year to perform Jesus's Passion?
Oh yeah, it went incredibly well. I mean, it was very well received, and it was very moving. Being in it, I felt very moved by it, and it was lovely to portray Mary Magdalene and work with such an incredible team, and also bring that story of Jesus to London and share the Easter story. It was wonderful. We're now working on the life of Christ at the Wintershall Estate, so people can come and see the full story if they'd like to.
There you go. So in that, you mistake Jesus for an angel or a mysterious person in the garden. Now, in this new film that, like we said, is being produced by Lionsgate and sent out with Kingdom's Story Company, it stars Hilary Swank in this, based on a true story. Now, we knew the ending of Jesus' Passion Play. Oh, no spoilers here. He rises from the dead. Whoa, hallelujah. And in this film, some people, especially Americans, will be a bit more familiar with the story. And it's a good feel story. So we kind of know that it's hopefully going to have a happy ending. You never know. But you kind of know it's going that way. Did that ruin the experience or did that help you out?
Not at all, because when I was invited to come and see Ordinary Angels, I didn't actually know the story. So I came in completely fresh with those fresh eyes. And I think most people will when they come in to see it in the cinema. It's in the cinema this Friday, the 26th of April. And it is a wonderful story of love, actually, again, like the Easter story, based on the story, true story of Sharon Stevens, who wants to help a little girl in desperate need. And her father at the time is grieving, and the little girl needs medical care. She needs a liver transplant. And this woman, who is just an ordinary woman like you and I, decides to do what she can to raise money, to raise funds. But also she really does put into practice moving those mountains that the family encounters. So she does everything that she can to move those mountains. And it really reminds me of that scripture where Jesus does say, "For truly I say to you, if you have faith like a grain of mustard seed, you will say to that mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you." And that is exactly what she does. She actually says to the father at one point in the film, "Ed, just say yes. And then figure out how." And I just think that's brilliant for all of us. Just say yes, like Our Lady said yes, and just figure out how. And she really lifts this bereaved father who recently lost his wife and is desperately trying to raise money to help his young daughter, because obviously in America, they don't have the NHS like we have here. They have to pay for all their medical bills. And this woman, Sharon, played by Hilary Swank, just goes straight in there and helps him with his finances, because she is a businesswoman. She's a hairdresser. So she knows how to help him. So she uses what she can to help him reduce his medical bills and raise money. She literally starts fundraising. And then as things progress, they need more things, like a plane to fly the little girl for her operation. And she even gets a plane. And she says, "I haven't just got one plane. I've got five planes." But she's led by that agape love to help her neighbor. And at one point when she starts to help him, she says to herself, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what I'm doing. What am I doing? But she does step out in incredible faith. And she's also battling her own demons. She's also battling with alcoholism. And but she is getting her help from her own friends. And it's sort of this wonderful journey where she is helping this family, but through helping them, she also sort of learns more about herself and seeks the right help that she needs as well. And it's a wonderful coming together of the whole community to help this little girl.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Little girl. How old are we saying for little girl? Is she 12, goodness. 4?
I would say 4 or 5.
Oh, for little girl.
Very little, but beautiful, very, very sweet. And she has a love of butterflies, which again is very transformative when you think about what she's actually stepping into. And again, the little girl has a great faith, and so does her sister. There's one point in the movie that did make me well up. They're sitting at their mother's grave. This is the older girl and her father. And she says, Daddy, why don't you talk to God anymore? Mm-hmm. And he's very sad and he's bereaved, and through the little girl just saying that, he really thinks about it. And then you see another shot of them sitting back in church where the movie started, because obviously the whole family went to church before the mother died. And the older sister obviously is very supportive of her younger sister. And it just shows the love of Christ working in that family. So it is a wonderful family film.
I love it. Does that mean it sounds like the faith element in this film is a bit subtle? Do we see them leading each other in prayer? Do we see like a service or anything? Or do we just get little shots here and there letting us know that this is a part of their faith, their life and stuff?
Yeah, it's really intertwined in the movie. It is very subtle. And I think if you come from it, as a Christian myself, come from it from a faith perspective, you do see that in there. You obviously see, you know, the beginning, them sitting in church. You have the funeral, which is in church, and you do have when you see how they are helped, is, I don't want to give too much away, but the pastor plays a big part in their helping, and the rest of the community that are all part of the church community as well. But then it's the wider community too, where God just leads these people who it's not mentioned whether they believe or not, but they are still helping in this incredible story out of their own love for doing what is right. And it's again led by Sharon, who really is that woman who is sort of the driving force and the determination to get this little girl the help that she needs. But also her father, who is played by Alan Richardson, he plays Ed. And again, throughout the movie, he is transformed within his own faith life to really, but again, the drive of the father to help his daughter. He will do anything. And you see that towards the end. And there's this one moment, I think I can share it without bringing a spoiler, where he is trying to drive through this incredible snow to get his daughter to have the healthcare that she needs. And this tree has fallen down, and this is the moment where I felt I was lifting that tree, Helena. Oh. Where he is trying to move the tree with his own bare hands, and it reminds me of that sense sometimes we try to do stuff in our own strength. And then it's interesting, he then gets the help, and he sort of says, oh, I have to go back to where I came from. And I just think that's sort of a very interesting lesson, that sometimes we try and do stuff in our own strength, and then we end up going back to get the help that we needed, but it's back where we came from. But that moment, I felt like I was there lifting that tree. So it is an amazing roller coaster of emotions that you experience.
When you saw it, there was a group with you. Was that energy coming from the whole group?
Oh, it was, because there were moments where you were laughing. I mean, there's this wonderful moments of subtle comedy within the script writing. I think one of them was when Sharon comes around for a she comes around with some money to help, and then the mother says to her, to his mother, oh, let's invite her in for dinner. And he says, oh, no, she's a mess. And the mother says, she'll fit right in, indicating we're all a mess. You know, and those moments there where you just can't help but laugh. But yes, it was a wonderful, a small kind of audience that came to see it, but wonderful, uplifting environment. And yeah, we're all laughing at the same point, crying. Then afterwards, we all met in the toilets and we're all just streaming with tears in a good way. It does have a good ending.
Oh, lovely, lovely, lovely. All right. But I don't know. I don't know, Stephanie. It's sounding a bit too sweet for me, a bit too girly for me. All right, listeners, stay tuned. After the music break, Stephanie is going to tell you, is it for everyone? Is it for you? What about those sourpuss folks that are out and about? Sorry if you're one of our listeners, that's a bit of a sourpuss. But let's have a listen. And afterwards, Stephanie, you've got a challenge to do to help our listeners understand if they are appropriate for ordinary angels.
Oh, shame is a prison. It's cruel as a grave. Shame.
This is your Culture Tuesday for today, and we are looking at the film Ordinary Angels. Our guest co-host today is Stephanie Penna, who's seen the film. I'm not, so I'm getting all the details for you, our dear listeners, to know, is this a film for me? It's being released Friday in the UK, the 26th of April, so you might listen in and see if you'd like to go, perhaps with some friends, perhaps on a date night, perhaps with a family. But Stephanie, before the music break, I kind of questioned, is this film for everyone? Whenever my husband sees one of these types of films, he calls it sugary. He's thinking, oh, the widow is going to get with the lady that helps her. Of course, there's going to be romance. Isn't this a Hallmark film? I mean, sadly, that has a bad tone to it. But is this, I like a good feel film, but would my, would dads like it? Would gentlemen like it? Tell me about it, Stephanie.
Oh, yes. I think everybody would like it. I think it's a film that everybody can really relate to. I think all of us have been through what some of the characters have been through. I mean, I know that I've walked through seasons of grief, and I think we all need a Sharon in our lives when that ordinary angel, when we're walking through grief, that person that kind of lifts you up and really helps you in a situation when you can't quite think straight. Like I said before, Sharon really helped him with his finances. She was there for him. And it shows that agape love. So not to have any spoilers, but you can research about them because it's a true story. And they are still friends today. So just friends. And I think that is beautiful how we can see that that love for your neighbor in that way. I mean, Sharon didn't know Ed at all. She just read about the story in the paper and thought, I'm going to help this man. And she really did. And interestingly, he also plays a part in her healing journey. Obviously, she then ends up going to Alcohol Anonymous and admitting that, yes, I am an alcoholic, and gets the help that she needs. So it is really a story of transformation and redemption in many ways.
And it's a bit of a story of being called. Sharon has this calling to help, and she doesn't go through it. If I had this feeling, like, wait, before I do anything, do I have enough time? Ba 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 da da da. It would take me a whole week just to realize, okay, yes, I can do this. But and then he's called. Ed is called. The parishioners, the pastor is called. All these people are called, and they give the same answer that our mama. That we're trying to teach in our faith is to say yes, yes,
yes, yes.
Go for it.
Yes. Just like Our Lady said yes straight away. It's the same. This happened with the whole community where, and it even reached out to the wider media where Sharon does. She doesn't have these connections, but she just picks up the phone. And in those days, I don't know if it was one of the phone books that she uses, and going through it, trying to find the TV network to call and to ask to do a story. And they come, and they're one of the pivotal parts where when they really need help of transformation. transportation, they broadcast it out, because it also shows, you know, the power of the media being used in a good way as well. And people are just saying, yeah, I will completely help you, you're in need. And I think we all have that as human beings, whether we're Christians or not, to have that, I need to help. But yes, as Catholics, it's knowing that Our Lady said yes, and that's, you see that in this film. You see the power of saying yes to God and doing what you can to help somebody in need, and how it all comes together when everybody starts to say yes. And as I said, it has a good ending. I don't want to give too much away.
I think this is also, it sounds, and I'm excited to see it. I think it sounds like this film is something that we all kind of need to see as well. It's a good timing for this film, because there's so many big things. Big, there's wars, there's terrorism, there's financial crisis, there's health. There's so many bad things, big, that kind of makes us all feel like, what can a little old me do to help this? There's nothing I can do to reach out to the starving people, to the in the different countries. What can I do? But with this, it is life-changing, these needs. We need a helicopter, we need this. But it's a little enough that it can inspire someone to go, yes, let me do something. And then in the end, you can see, I think, from the film, we see how it impacts more and more, inspires more and more to do and work together, which, and hopefully, if we all keep thinking this way, we'll trickle up, not trickle up, we'll flow, we'll flame up to help the bigger problems.
Yes, exactly. Completely. And it's using all our talents and our gifts. So somebody can't fly a helicopter, but somebody else can. Somebody else is doing a broadcast. Somebody else can do, they do a charity event to cut hair. Other people can grab a shovel and come and shovel some snow because they've got incredible strength, or the can-do attitude. And it is, I think, always thinking, you know, that sense of light overcomes the darkness. And we learn that from the scriptures. And this is what you see within this film, is using the gifts that God has given you to overcome these dark moments, but doing it together as a community and helping one another. So you see the lessons of Jesus intertwined within the film.
I must ask, Stephanie, are there any angels? I mean, like, is there wings? Is there feathers flying? Is there any? It sounds silly, but I'm like, is there anything like that in the film?
No, you don't. Well, there is a beautiful moment, but I don't want to spoil it. But there is no visual of the angels. It's more that the ordinary angels are the people. So that's the sense, and it's you know, recognizing, is that sense of Jesus is in every single person. And we are all called to be ordinary angels in our life. So I think if you are going through a challenging moment in your life, of going to see this film with a friend, I think will really sort of give you that, oh yes, things will get better. And I think it's important to always have that hope, because things do get better. We always have an Easter Sunday. There will always be an Easter Sunday after a Good Friday. And I think sometimes when we're in that Good Friday space, it's hard to see that. But in this film, you see it, and it's a true story. So then I think maybe if you read up a little bit more about how the characters are doing now, it's really uplifting.
I want to echo that. Take a friend. This is a great way, especially a bereaving friend. This is when, what do I speak about? What do I say? I said the same thing every day to this person. Good and good. Praying for you. Praying for your family. This gives you just a bit of a opportunity, an opening to talk, an opening to find, and an opening for that person to share. But go as a group as well, as a family. It's so much more fun to do these things as a group.
Yes, I think, just take your community group with you, or just knock on someone's door that you know, at your neighbour, and just say, hey, I'm going to cinema, do you want to come with me? I mean, most people would say yes.
Grab me some popcorn, here we go.
Yeah.
Stephanie, it has been a pleasure to have you on as well. You, my dear, you're not an ordinary angel, you're a super angel. And we're very happy to have you on. Before we go, I didn't prepare you for this, but could you lead us in a prayer to close our program?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Oh, that's the right answer. Yes.
Yes. Oh, Heavenly Father, I just thank you for today. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for today. I thank you for the joys of today. I thank you for Radio Maria. I thank you for all those that work in media who produce films. I thank you for this wonderful film, Ordinary Angels. And I thank you for all the listeners listening today, Lord. I just pray that they will have an encounter with you, our Lord Jesus, in some way, and they will know your love, your peace, and your joy within their hearts. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for listening to this podcast from Radio Maria, and thank you to all of you who support us with a monthly donation. We rely entirely on the generosity of our listeners to continue to be a Christian voice by your side. To find out more about how to support us, please visit www.radiomariaengland.uk.